After Jesus had appeared to us, he first appeared to us in the upper room, and then he appeared to us again when Thomas was with us. None of us asked him, "What do you want us to do?" We were too afraid. We expected him to come up with a plan to tell us, "This is what I want you to do." He had always been in charge. We kept waiting, but he just kept appearing. He appeared two times, and then he left us. And we sat around for a while, and not knowing what to do, I said, "Well, let's go fishing." So we worked our way down to the Sea of Galilee, and there we got in the boat, and James and John went out with me, and we started fishing, and we didn't catch a single thing all night. And it was early in the morning, and we were coming in from fishing when there was someone on shore, and they said, "Cast your net over to the right side of the boat." Well, we didn't have anything else to lose, so we put the net over on the right side of the boat, and pretty soon we could see that something was happening, and we get excited. And I started to pull in the net, and Nathaniel was there, and he started to pull in the net, and so were James and John, and they started pulling in the net, and we could tell this was a huge catch. This was a big catch, and we're pulling in the net. And then it dawned on me, I'd been here before. I'd seen this before. This had happened to me before. This miracle for me had happened before. I dropped the net and I stepped back and I looked to the shore. And James and John said, "Peter, this is a big net with a lot of fish in it. We could sure use your help." But I couldn't. I was petrified. I realized that I had seen the miracle before in my life. And the miracle was the answer from Jesus to what he wanted us to do, what he wanted me to do. You see, I am Peter, Simon, and I grew up here in Galilee, and I'm a fisherman, and I come from a long line of fishermen. My dad was a fisherman. My dad before him was a fisherman. And his dad before him was a fisherman. Our family is strong and powerful. Now, James and John come from the same village, and they think that they're stronger than I am, but I can take them on. And there's only one of me, and there's two of them. And being fishing, you have to be strong. Sure, there's a lot of time when you're waiting, but when that catch comes in, you've got to be strong enough to build those fish and pull them into the boat. And you've got to be strong enough to row that boat back to shore. And I'm a strong man. I'm Peter. And I love to fish. It's what I've always wanted to do. And as every fisherman will tell you, the one thing you want to do in life is to get the big catch. You know which one I'm talking about. The one that has so many fish you can't even get it into the boat. The one that you talk about in the evenings when you're not fishing, sitting around the campfire with all the other fishermen. And you say, "Yeah, well, that day we caught so many fish. How many fish did you catch?" And we tell them the number and they don't believe. That is what we want to be able to do, is to have the big catch. And I'm a fisherman. And that's all I ever wanted in my life, was to have the big catch. I'll never forget that day, though. That day so many years ago, 3 years ago, I had been fishing all day and caught nothing. It was as if the lake had no fish in it. We went from point to point to point where we had fished many, many times before. And every time we brought up the net, nothing, absolutely nothing. The fish were simply gone, and we'd had enough. And so we decided to row into shore, and we rowed into shore, and I took the nets and I took him to the side and I started cleaning and repairing the net. When I looked up and there was this man and this crowd, and they were coming towards the sea, and I'd never seen such a large crowd before. And James and John, they looked at me too. And they said, "What could this be all about?" And I said, "I have absolutely no idea, but let's listen." And this crowd followed the man. And he started talking about things like love and the kingdom of God, things I'd never really heard before. I thought, this is interesting, but the crowd kept pressing in and pressing in until finally I thought he was going to fall into the lake. And he turned and he looked at me. And he said, can you row me out in your boat so I can talk to this crowd? Well, I'd finished cleaning my net. There was certainly no fishing to be done that day. So I said, sure. So he hopped in the boat and I gathered up my net and all my belongings and I got in the boat. And I rowed him out to sea with my big, strong arms. That comes from my family. And as I was sitting in the boat, he talked about things that I'd never heard before. He talked in stories that I'd never heard before. Stories that made sense. Stories about the way things are. And stories about the way things should be. And he talked all through the day. And finally, the crowds dispersed and they started to leave. And it was just me and this man sitting in the boat. And he turned to me. He said, why don't you throw your net over to the side? Excuse me? Why don't you throw your net over to the side? Now, he may have been a great storyteller, but he was not a fisherman. There wasn't any fish in that lake. I had just spent a whole day fishing in the lake, and there was no fish there. Throw the net over. Huh, I won't catch anything. But you never know. Things may change. Sometimes you wait a few hours and you can catch a few fish. Yes, my net was clean. Wasn't planning on using it again. But I decided to throw the net over the side. And that's when it started to happen. I could see the fish swimming to the net. Thousands. A fish, it seemed, swimming towards the net. I had never seen anything like this before. I started to pull up the net and I realized this was the big catch, the one I'd always been waiting for. And this man told me to put the net in and the fish were coming. I called to Peter or to James and John. I said, guys, come on. This is it. Come help me. And they came out in their boats and we all started to pull up the net. And we pulled up the net into my boat and there was fish everywhere. Everywhere. It was the biggest catch I'd ever seen. The first thought I had was about this man. And I looked to him and I thought to myself, this man can talk to fish. Who'd have thought? But as I realized that this man had control over the fish, I started to feel very guilty and ashamed of the things that he had been talking about on that boat, the way he told us that we should love other people and the way we should live our lives. And I realized that I was not living my life that way. And here I was in the presence of a man who had control over fish, and I didn't know what to do. I had shame all over my body, and so I just fell at his knees. And I said, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. I had never felt so much shame in my life. As a matter of fact, I only felt that shame one other time in my life. And it was when this man was crucified. Because I had spent 3 years with him, learning about him and learning about the way we should love. And then he went to Jerusalem. And while he was there in Jerusalem, he said he had to die. And I said, no, Lord, don't die. Wherever you go, I will go with you. And he looked at me and he said, Peter, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times. I said, no, Lord, I will never deny you. But after they crucified him, they came to me. And sure enough, I denied him 3 times. And that same sense of guilt and shame that I felt on that first time that I met Jesus covered my body. And I fell to my knees and I said, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. But Jesus was about something bigger than that. Jesus was about love. That's all he was about, was love. And as I sat at his knees on that first time that I met him on the boat, he reached down and he looked at me and he said, Peter, Don't be afraid. He said, I know what you want in your life is to have the big catch. And I've just given you that catch. And folks, that is a miracle. That is a true miracle. It was a miracle the first time it happened, and it was a miracle now. But then Jesus went on to say, what you want is that catch of fish. But I tell you today, come follow me, and we will become fishers of men. And folks, that was the miracle. It wasn't that twice in my life he brought these fish into my net. The miracle was this, that I was touched by Jesus. That on that day in the boat, I followed him and I spent 3 years with him, and he taught me about life and love, and he changed my life. And we went all throughout Galilee. We went through the whole town. We went everywhere. And everywhere we went, he would cast his net out, and broken fish would come in, and he would heal them, and he would love them, and then he would release them back. And the message to me that day as I was pulling up the net with this third appearance of Jesus was that that's what he wanted me to do. We'd been wondering, what are we supposed to do now? And the answer was clear. He wanted us to go out and be fishers of men. And that is the miracle that happened on that day. And I let go of the net, and I stepped back, and all of this hit me at once. That's what he wants us to do. And I knew it was Jesus even before John said the words. He said, it is the Lord, but I knew that. And I wrapped up my garments and I jumped in the lake and I started going to Jesus. And there he was. He had a fire already made with some fish and some bread. And he nourished us as he always nourished us. Because he had a bigger plan for my life than even I ever knew. A bigger miracle in my life, even bigger than the miracle of picking up all these fish. The miracle is to have been touched by Jesus. To let him touch you. I know that you people here today have been touched by Jesus. He's brought you in his net, he's healed you, and he's cast you out. And what he asks you to do is to do what he asked me to do, to look for the bigger prize, to fish for men, and let him nourish you as you nourish others. In the name of the risen Savior, amen.